Good day, I'm Jackie Judd. The federal government today launched a website that is supposed to help consumers navigate the complex world of health insurance. The website, www.healthcare.gov, and created by the Department of Health and Human Services, was mandated by the new health care reform law. Kaiser Health News correspondent Phil Galewitz has been reporting on this. He joins us now. Welcome, Phil.
Thank you.
When you click on the website, what's there?
Consumers, for the first time, will be able to look at private health plans as well as a litany of government health insurance options. Until now, they really haven't had that ability to do that. People have had to make a lot of phone calls, go look on a lot of websites, and not have everything in one place. The government basically tries to now make it easier for people to shop.
And does it also show consumers what benefits they may be entitled to?
Yes. On the website, when people click under the area about their health insurance options, they can punch in their state and their zip code information, and it'll list the plans that are there. Within that, they'll be able to get a sort of a summary of benefits that's listed, as well as telephone number and a web link to get more information on the plan. And that's basically it for right now.
And this is the first stage. Down the road, what additional information will be posted?
Well, of course, the key information for anybody making a decision on shopping for health insurance, obviously, is price. This is a big factor. Right now, pricing information is not there. Come October, there will be. Consumers will be able to get information on premiums, copayments.
On private plans, too.
On private plans. They'll be able to get information on the premiums, copays, deductibles. So they'll be able to judge on what plans they'll be paying more or less out of pocket.
And what are the state of the negotiations with the federal government sitting at the table with consumer advocates and with the insurance industry about what other types of information should be included in this down the road?
The debate is about over what's going to be in the site probably, you know, 6 months or a year from now, having to do with helping consumers measure the performance of these plans. The government is interested in having a lot of information such as comparing plans based on how well they spend a lot of their premium dollars on healthcare versus how much they deny claims, for example. Health plans are worried that this kind of information may be more confusing than helpful. The government and consumer advocates say the more information out there for consumers to make a decision, the better.
Any complaints from Republicans or opponents of healthcare reform about this website so far?
Not yet. Obviously, it was just launched today. One concern which may happen is on the website, there's a video that tells people an overview of the law. And it really is, when people look at it, a promo video. It doesn't talk about any of the limitations of the law or get involved in any sort of the criticism of the law. It basically is sort of it sort of looks like snippets from speeches by the president about how this law is going to help people and save money. I think it may be open to some criticism.
And the administration, of course, is hoping that this being one of the first so-called deliverables of the law will help make people who may not think so well of it to reconsider that.
Right. It's been almost 3 months since the law passed. And obviously, with the midterm elections coming up, the administration and Democrats in Congress who pushed through the law want to be able to go to their constituents and say, hey, you can now feel the effects of the law. High-risk pools that help people with pre-existing conditions are starting up, so thousands of people will be able to benefit from that. Seniors are already starting to get checks for $250 if they've reached the donut hole of their Medicare prescription drug coverage. And now healthcare.gov is another example of something where people can go to and sort of say, okay, I've gained something from the law. This is something that's going to help me find health insurance options that I may not have known about before.
Okay, thank you very much. Phil Galewitz of Kaiser Health News. I'm Jackie Judd.